But we have our Brother Joseph out of Louisiana, who did a seed of $50. What do you hear for Brother Joseph?
And God bless you, Brother Joseph. I just hear the word of the Lord in education. I don't know if you're going to be taking educational classes or teaching educational classes. And I hear God saying there are mentoring. You're going to be mentoring some young boys. I see the youth around you. And I yet even see a collar around you. God is preparing you for ministry. You're not even in ministry, but God is preparing you for ministry. And leadership is coming forth out of you. And I see you beginning to stand strong within the community. God is going to begin to use you as a voice to the voiceless in the community. God is raising you up. And there is power and strength and might coming forth out of you. God is elevating you. And this is a season for elevation, moving forward, and progression. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joseph. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season of recognition. God says great favor and great notoriety in this season. I do hear Father God says this is the season to step further into your leadership position, because I hear Father God saying entrepreneurship and business is calling. Father God says great shall be thy favor upon thy business. And I do hear Father God saying new shoes for the new walk. For Father God says dress for where you go, where you're going, and not for where you've been, man of God. And I do hear Father God saying plan and organize, because I hear Father God says greater is the day ahead. I hear Father God saying September and October shall be very favorable days. So prepare, man of God, and over-prepare. For Father God says it's in your preparation that you're going to be blessed. And that is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so know, Brother Joseph, that the Lord says you're stepping forth and you're stepping out. And the Lord says you're going to come into a time of great advancements and great progress. For you will see for the next 6 months, favor and opportunities. And the Lord says he's going to open up some new business connections for you, because there is a people that you're going to touch. There is a generation that you're going to touch. And Lord. The Lord says, I'm going to make you an advocate, because I see you fighting for young people. You will have a voice, and they will know your name for years and years to come, because God says you'll be standing before multitudes of people. Something surrounding young people. And the Lord says, whatever you start in this year is going to have great potential for success. So now is the time to make major changes in your life direction. So the Lord says, you're going to take the lead and you're going to move forward. Oh, get ready for business matters, because God says unto thee that you're going to get ready to prosper, you're getting ready to succeed. Now God says, avoid any impulsiveness. You must weigh everything that you decide to get your hands into. You must weigh them and make sure that they are of the Lord. Get thyself ready, for the Lord says unto thee that you're getting ready to prosper, that you're going to make some real positive decisions that's going to bring some real changing. I see studies, I see writing, and I even see training. I even see travel. I don't know what you do in sports or done in sports, but God says get ready. Because something surrounding sports are people that are in sports. And that is the word of the Lord. Some kind of project that you're going to start, or job that you're going to begin to do. Lord. The Lord says, I don't know if there's something that you're dealing with, is it a project or a job? It seems like something that's been very draining to you. God says, watch what you get involved in and use wisdom in your decision-making and the things that you get involved in. Get ready for abundance and favor, for my grace is more than enough for thee. For I will roll thee with increase. Increase is in your future. Bless you, man of God.